If I want to evaluate the financial health of a business, sure, I'm going to look at things like revenue, gross margin, and profitability, but ultimately, the true measure is free cash flow. This is Boosting Your Financial IQ, where I help business professionals with financial responsibility to elevate their careers and run profitable companies. My hope is that you'll apply these lessons to achieve your greatest ambitions. Cheers and enjoy. Okay, the moment we've all been waiting for. The discussion on free cash flow. I love free cash flow. I love it so much. I'd probably get it on my license plate, but instead I have EBIT. Kid you not, my license plate is EBIT, which stands for earnings before interest and tax. I would have used EBITDA, but it was taken by somebody else who is nerdy like me in the area. But yeah, I love free cash flow because free cash flow is the lifeblood of a business. If you haven't checked out the two prior episodes that I put together for you, be sure to do that before getting into this episode, because there I walk you through CapEx, capital expenditures, and working capital, which I'm going to touch on today, but I'm not going to go into detail like I did in those other episodes. So be sure to give those a listen before diving in here. All right, free cash flow. When I'm working with organizations, I help them to build a strategy for their business. And then I integrate principles of finance to help them to drive free cash flow, because free cash flow ultimately impacts the valuation of a business. And therefore, that's the entire foundation of my company, Cultivar. I go in and I build profitable and iconic companies, and I do it in a way where I help them to maximize firm value. And that's what I'm talking about here. And we're gonna get into that in just a little bit as we talk about valuation. But there are really five things that I want you to understand as it pertains to free cash flow. Cash flow is not profit, folks, so please do not get those confused. Even EBITDA, which stands for earnings before interest, tax, depreciation, and amortization, sometimes it's used as a quick and dirty way to talk about cash flow, but it's not free cash flow, okay? It's completely different. So let's talk about five things that I want you to know, and then we'll go ahead and wrap things up. So number one, let's start with the definition. Free cash flow represents the cash generated by a company's operations after accounting for capital expenditures, also known as CapEx, required to maintain or expand its asset base. In other words, if you go to the statement of cash flows and you look at the line item in the first section, cash from operating activities, and you deduct CapEx, which is found in the next section on the statement of cash flows under investing activities, then you'll arrive at free cash flow. It represents the amount of cash remaining from operating activities after deducting investments in property, plant, and equipment, also known as PPE, and other long-term assets that are shown on the balance sheet. So to reiterate, the simple formula for calculating free cash flow is cash flow from operations minus CapEx. Free cash flow measures the cash available to the company for number one, debt repayment, dividend distribution, share repurchases, acquisitions, or other investments. And that's why it's so critical, is because it's the lifeblood of every business. I know you're probably tired of me saying this, but I'm going to say it again. This is one of my favorite statistics that I share. 70% of companies that go bankrupt are profitable when they close their doors. And you may be wondering, Steve, how does that happen? Because profit is insufficient and it doesn't include other elements, which gets down to free cash flow. Profit is just another number on the income statement that, sure, it will tell you, can the company charge a certain amount for its products and services, incur expenses, and make a profit at the end of the day? But remember, it doesn't equal cash. So let me talk about the long way to calculate free cash flow. I gave you the shortcut by going to the statement of cash flows and taking cash from operations minus CapEx. Now, most companies, they don't have a statement of cash flows, surprisingly. They don't compile them at the end of the month. Instead, they just look at the income statement and the balance sheet. So let me walk you through the long form to calculating free cash flow. If you go to the income statement, we have revenue minus cost of goods sold, which then gives you gross margin. You then have to account for operating expenses, also known as SG&A, selling, general, and administrative expenses, or overhead, and then you end up with profit. I'll just call it EBITDA for simplicity's sake, earnings before interest, tax, depreciation, and amortization. You may be wondering, Steve, why are you excluding interest? Because when I'm looking at free cash flow, I want to ignore the capital structure of the business, which includes things such as interest income and interest expense. So I'm ignoring how the company is capitalized, so I'm excluding interest. That's why we're using EBITDA on the income statement. So we take EBITDA and we account for depreciation and amortization, the D and the A at the end of EBITDA. We account for these items because we want to get to earnings before interest and tax so we can figure out what is our taxable base. So that gets us down to EBIT after we deduct depreciation and amortization. We then have to pay taxes, which is good or bad, however you want to look at it. And then we end up with net operating profit after tax. I'm just looking at operating profit here, folks. There are a lot of nuances here with other income, other expense. I'm just excluding those items so I can arrive at operating profit because I want to understand what does free cash flow look like from normal operations of the business. Sometimes in other income and expense, you may have one-time non-recurring items. For example, let's say you're in the United States and your business got PPP money. You don't want to put that up above in normal operating income because that's going to skew the numbers. So instead it goes into other income below the line. You may also have things such as the gain or loss on a sale of a piece of equipment. Unless you're in the business of renting or selling equipment, that's not a part of normal operations. So therefore, you know, that goes down in other income as well. So going back to our equation, we have revenue, cost of goods sold, gross margin, selling, general, and administrative expenses, which gets us to earnings before interest, tax, depreciation, and amortization. We subtract depreciation and amortization. That's when you're writing off your tangible and intangible assets. Like I said, if you didn't listen to the CapEx episode, two episodes before this, go back to that episode because I go into that topic in a lot more detail. Then after taking depreciation and amortization, we end up with EBIT, earnings before interest and tax, take out taxes. We end up with net operating profit after tax. Are we done? Is that cash flow? The answer is a big fat no. Please do not stop at that line item and think that is the measure of your organization's financial health because it is not. Let's keep going and get down to free cash flow. So we have net operating profit after tax. We pay taxes. We covered all other expenses of the business, but now we need to add back depreciation and amortization. The reason why we're adding it back is because depreciation and amortization is not a true cash expense. Instead, you're just accounting for the cost of depletion of a particular asset, but it's not a true cash outflow. It's not like you're writing a check to Mr. or Mrs. Depreciation Company, right? There's no such thing. So you add back depreciation and amortization because there's no cash impact on those expenses and we're trying to get to free cash flow. After accounting for depreciation and amortization after net operating profit after tax, we then have to account for changes in working capital. I did a whole episode on that, so be sure to listen to that. And then we deduct CapEx, and that's how you arrive at free cash flow if you want to take the long route. But like I said, the simpler way to do it is just to pull the statement of cash flows, take cash from operating activities minus your CapEx, and you can arrive there really quickly. So if you're ever looking at a public company's financial statements, you can compute it really quickly by going to the statement of cash flows, do the quick math, and bam, there you go. For your business, you may have to go the longer route if you don't have a statement of cash flows, and you can simply combine items from the income statement and the balance sheet to arrive there. So that's the number one thing I wanted to talk to you about was just the definition and the calculation of free cash flow. Next, I want to talk about cash generation as it pertains to free cash flow. Free cash flow provides insight into a company's ability to generate cash from its core operations. Positive free cash flow indicates that the company is generating more cash than it's using, which can signal financial strength and stability. Conversely, negative cash flow may indicate that the company is not generating enough cash to support operations and investment activities. Now, if this is the case for your business, if you have access to debt and equity capital, you can cover a deficiency in free cash flow for a certain period of time. But if you don't have access to capital, you have to be really careful because if your core business isn't producing enough free cash flow, even if you're showing profit on your income statement, you can go out of business. So you have to be really, really careful. So if I want to evaluate the financial health of a business, sure, I'm going to look at things like revenue, gross margin, and profitability, but ultimately the true measure is free cash flow. So when I'm working with businesses, they have all these ratios, they have all these KPIs and all these other metrics. And I say, look, there's one KPI for every business. It's free cash flow. That's it. And if you're not producing enough free cash flow, you have to go back to your strategy. That's the starting point to understand, is your strategy enabling your company to overcome its strategic problem and create unique and distinctive value through competitive advantages, which ultimately spins off sufficient cash flow to cover the needs of the business? And if not, it may be a strategic problem within an organization that they need to overcome in order to fix their free cash flow problem. That's point number two, cash generation. Number three, let's talk about investment and growth. Free cash flow can be used to fund growth initiatives, such as expanding operations, investing in R&D, or acquiring other businesses. Companies with consistently positive free cash flow have more flexibility to pursue growth opportunities without relying heavily on external financing. And remember, there's two main forms of external financing, debt and equity capital. And equity capital is more expensive than debt capital, typically, because debt capital, you can write off the interest expense. So if you can avoid taking on more debt and more equity, and you can use the free cash flow to reinvest in your business or to acquire other companies, all you're going to do is create this self-reinforcing machine that is spitting out a ton of value. That's another reason why free cash flow is really important, because it can be used to reinvest in the business and growth initiatives. Number four, financial health. Like I talked about, free cash flow is the key indicator of a company's financial health and sustainability. It provides a clear picture of a company's ability to meet its financial obligations, including debt repayment and dividend payments, without straining its resources. I think I've touched enough on that. I think you get it. Free cash flow is the main driver of valuation and company health. So I'll leave it there, but let's get into that last point that I just touched on, is valuation. Free cash flow is often used in valuation models to determine the intrinsic value of a company's stock. Now, if you talk to Warren Buffett, he's one of the world's most successful investors, a billionaire. He says the intrinsic value is essentially the discounted value of all the cash a company is going to spit out over its remaining useful life. And that's why free cash flow is used in valuation models. By discounting future free cash flows back to their present value, analysts can estimate the fair market value of the company's equity. Free cash flow based valuation methods, such as the discounted cash flow analysis, the DCF, are widely used by investors to assess investment opportunities and make informed decisions. All right, let's go ahead and stop there. There's a lot that we covered in this episode. I just really want you to understand that profit is not the same thing as free cash flow, and free cash flow is super critical to understand. If you need more help with this concept, if you want to become stronger with your business financial literacy skills, you can go to BYFIQ.com, which stands for Boosting Your Financial IQ, and we have a ton of courses that are prepared for you. They're really simple to take. You can access them from any device across the world. It's me teaching you these principles and exactly how to apply them in the real world to make more money and to create more value. So be sure to check those out if you want to take your skill set to the next level. Thanks for joining me for this episode and the other episodes leading up to it. And until next time, take care of yourself. Cheers. Hey, real quick, if you get value out of this podcast, it would mean the world to me if you would leave us a review. Also, if you want to be featured on the show, send me a recording with your name, your age, where you're from, and your question through a voice note or a video using your smartphone. Then email me the file at hello@byfiq.com. BYFIQ stands for Boosting Your Financial IQ. So once again, it's hello@byfiq.com. If selected, I'll give you a shout out and answer your question for you and the entire community. One last thing, if you want access to additional resources that will help you fast track your path to financial freedom, visit byfiq.com or download our free app in the Apple or Google Play App Store today. Thanks again.